وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different verses of the Holy Quran pertaining to the concept of mankind and humanity. And in the previous episodes, we ended up talking about different dimensions of the human soul, talking about the functions and significance each of them had in the journey of perfection of mankind. So for many episodes, we talked about the faculty of reason and intellect because it was very important according to the verses of the Holy Quran, verses that would restrict the message of religion to ulul albab, possessors. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرَ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This message is only beneficial for possessors of intellect. That's why we focused on intellect for several sessions. And if we want to wrap up all that we said in these several episodes, is that within human soul, there are different elements, there are different faculties, there are different dimensions. We covered fitra, we covered hawa, we covered heart, we covered intellect. And some of these sometimes go against each other. For example, hawa, which is the carnal desire, has the severest problem with intellect or problem with fitra. Sometimes hawa covers fitra, that innate nature in a human being that helps him find the right from the wrong. This is fitra that tells you this is right and this is wrong. Even before religion, we have this fitra. But the problem is that this fitra most of the time is buried under layers of carnal desires, animalistic desires. Or for example, intellect, if it was left alone and it was not having a constant fight with hawa, could function well. But unfortunately, most of the time, كم من أقل أسير, how many, showing that most of the time, most intellects are kept hostages or kept as prisoners by hawa, carnal desire. So we see this conflict within the human being, and it's not unique in Islamic tradition. In many other ideologies and religions, we have references to the conflict between different desires and different forces within human soul. And we want to take this situation and take our next step, talking about one major feature in the human being and human soul, and that is free will. Now, this is a very deep discussion, discussions about predestination or determinism in different words, and the human free will, that to the extent that some people have attributed full predestination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that people don't have free will at all, jabr, completely it's up to the plan of Allah, and we are just the players and we don't have any say in whatsoever. That is the radical jabr determinism attitude. And then to the other side of the spectrum, we have a long range of different ideas, to the radical idea tafwid, in the sense that everything is upon us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot do anything. وَقَالَتَ الْيَهُودِ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. The hands of God are locked up. He cannot do anything in His creation. And it's us, only human beings, doing whatever we want. So, and then at the middle of these two contrasting radical viewpoints. We have different ideologies and interpretations and perspectives. So we're going to have our discussion in some of the following episodes on this matter. We're going to have a break, and then in the next segment, we also talk about some of the verses of the Holy Quran related to this topic.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. So the first segment, we said, after we established that there are different dimensions of the human soul, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, we had fitra, we had hawa, we had carnal desires, we had intellect, we had heart, and sometimes they go against each other and they create a situation in which we can select, we can choose, we can give superiority to our hawa over our intellect. And sometimes it happens so much that automatically a person gives always superiority to the hawa. It's possible, and it is called habit. When you develop a habit on something, you almost do it automatically. Why? Because thousands of times you have done it, and you don't even need to focus on it. You just subconsciously do it, but it doesn't mean it is out of your control. It's only that throughout the years, you have done it so much that you can do it even when you're sleeping. So the fact that the hawa always takes control of your decision, that carnal desires come first in all matters of life, it's not because you have been and we have been created in this way. No, it's because throughout the years, we have not trained ourselves, we have not had that deliberation when we want to make a decision, and we just go with the first suggestion that our carnal desire makes for us, and we go after it. And it's very possible and it's very natural that after years it becomes a habit. Anyways, so conflicting faculties that are in the soul are the best evidence for the existence of free will. We go through some of the verses of the Holy Quran about the existence of free will and the volition that we do things based on the decisions that we make according to different verses of the Holy Quran. And then we cover some of the questions, some of the doubts arising from some of the verses of the Holy Quran, and we see if we can answer or find answer to those doubts in different matters. For example, there is the philosophical determinism, there is a biological determinism, social determinism, historical determinism, because I have been born this way, I do this, and nobody can stop me. And if you take that to the extreme levels, for example, a criminal killing people says, I was born with these genes to kill other people, and you cannot judge me. Is it possible or not with people who claim there is something called biological determinism? So, inshallah, and what are the answers of the Holy Quran to such claims? Inshallah, in the following episodes, we're going to cover some of the verses of the Holy Quran establishing free will as a fact within human being, but not the full-fledged free will. No, there are always limits. And also, the verses of the Holy Quran that we can find traces of answer to those problems and questions posed by different schools and different people. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasooli wa alin nabiyil azim. اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.